I am so excited about today's podcast because today we're going to be talking about how close you really are. You just need one more opportunity to break through to where you want to be. So we're going to talk about that. Let's go. Find the moment and make it. Write your headline and raise it to the sky. No one else can create it. Take your banner and raise it to the sky. There's a story told in the entrepreneur world, and I've actually heard it several times from different people. Different circumstances, similar story, and frankly, similar outcomes. And I'll give you an example of what this is. I don't know if you've ever heard of Mel Robbins. She's a really amazing public speaker. She's an incredible entrepreneur. She has a book out. Actually has multiple books out. Anyway, she's a brilliant, brilliant woman. Her story is incredible. I think she was around 40 years old. Her husband had got into the restaurant business, exploded this restaurant group. And they grew too fast and they ended up losing almost everything. They found themselves mortgaging their home, losing several hundred thousand dollars. Now, Mel at the time was not actually working either. So she was unemployed at the time. They were looking at bankruptcy potentially. They're getting calls from collectors, right? They're in big trouble at a time in your life when you should think that, hey, by 40 years old, I should have a nest egg. I should have an established career. I shouldn't have to basically start over. Well, it's interesting because what this did to her is she didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. She was snoozing her alarm over and over again. And of course, for any of you that have children, if you snooze too long, then everything just wrecks. It's like a domino in reverse. In other words, you have to get the kids ready, you start taking them late to school, and the whole day just goes bad after that. Well, this happened several days, if not weeks in a row, not wanting to face the challenges as she explains it. Now, if you've ever been in that situation, I have. One time in my life where I was in this almost exact situation, it wasn't a financial problem that I was having. It was really trying to connect with who I really was and where I wanted to go. And frankly, losing my purpose, my potential, and all of my momentum. You guys have heard that story before. So I understand what it's like to hit the snooze button, not want to get out, and really just being depressed, right? Well, her situation was exacerbated by the fact she was drinking at night, and then it just was happening over and over again. Well, so as she's going this, one night she's watching a NASA rocket launch to space. And she listens to the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And of course, the rocket blasts off to space. She started thinking about this principle of launching. And she knew she needed a trigger, something to be able to get her out of bed so that she could finally get out of this habit loop that's going the wrong direction, that's not serving her in any way, that's actually hurting her significantly. So she had an idea. She thought, you know what? When my alarm goes off, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count down from 5 to 0 and get up. Get right up. Of course, the next day comes, the alarm goes off, and she counts 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and jumps right out of bed. She thought, wow, that's interesting. Like, it's been a while since she'd been able to actually get out of bed and not hit snooze several times. So it worked. It actually, the simple little trick and technique actually worked for her. So she had another idea. Well, what if I did this over and over again? So for the next few days, weeks, months, she started applying this principle called the 5-second rule. At least that's what she called it at the time. Well, she started applying this to other aspects of her life as well, not just getting out of bed, but doing something that she knew needed to be done, but didn't actually want to do it, or facing a problem she didn't want to face, or picking up that phone and making that phone call that she didn't want to make. All of us have this intuition in us. There are times in our lives, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, where there is a voice inside of us that is telling us to do something that we know we should do. And usually if we don't act immediately, what happens? That feeling goes away, and frankly, we never take that action. How many missed opportunities have you and I had because we have heard that voice and haven't taken action? Well, this little trick, this little life hack that she explains became something actually amazing about 3 years later. It was meant to be just for her, just to get herself inspired, motivated to launch and to move to whatever she needed to do. Well, here's what's interesting about this story. She gets invited to do a TED Talk. By the way, her life in this period starts turning around over this 3-year period. She starts making money. She starts getting influence. She starts becoming really who she was meant to become. And so she gets invited to talk at a TED Talk. I believe it was in California. If you have an opportunity, go to YouTube, search her name, and watch this TED Talk that happened. It was about, I want to say, 8, 9, 10 years ago, something like that. So she's giving this TED Talk, and I didn't know this when I watched the TED Talk for the first time, but I found out after the fact that towards the end of the TED Talk, if any of you are public speakers like I am, sometimes you hit a point in the talk where you have a block. Now, with TED Talks, it's a little different because I think you have, 18 minutes to deliver a powerful speech, and that's all you have. Well, she was just in the final few minutes and went blank for a second and didn't know exactly where she needed to go in her speech. And so she, in a panic, threw out this little idea of the 5-second rule. So she talked about the 5-second rule and pushed it out there and ended her talk, which was really interesting. Well, what happened next was completely unexpected by her. She started getting notes and emails and letters and comments and posts about this 5-second rule and how it was changing this person's life all over the world. She had over 100,000 people actually comment on that. And by the way, if you look at her YouTube video today, I think it has 26 million views. So something simple that she used to change her life turned into a movement. And if you know who she is, you probably know she has a book called The 5-Second Rule. And this little tiny life hack actually has a profound effect because she didn't find out till after that, oh my gosh, well, wait a minute, maybe there's something to this. And she found out that there is actually a lot of neuroscience between this, what we call pattern interruption. So how can you apply this to your life? This 5-second rule is really powerful, but what's even more powerful is what happened to her on stage. This one little thing, this one little idea that had changed her life, that she wasn't even planning on delivering in a TED Talk, ended up shooting her into the entrepreneur outer space. In other words, she became wildly successful and became one of the top influencers, coaches, trainers in the world today because of that one little thing, that one little opportunity. There's a couple of lessons that you can really learn from this, and a couple of lessons that I absolutely love. The first lesson that I absolutely love is you are one idea, one thought, one opportunity away from launching you to where you want to go. I mean, she was over 40 years old at the time. So how many years have you spent sort of in that hamster wheel of mediocrity that I like to refer to, where we're just going, 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 and we're not really getting anywhere, and we're not really breaking through, or we're trying to launch this or launch that as business owners or entrepreneurs, and it's not really working, or we're never able to get past the income level that we want in our career, it's not really working. Well, again, she was well past 40 when she launched herself through this one idea, and it went viral, and it exploded, and it started changing people's lives. So there is that great lesson that you are one opportunity away, but that opportunity may not be today or tomorrow. It may be in the future. So lesson number two, and this is a lesson that most entrepreneurs really don't ever get to because they stop right before their point of success. If any of you read the book, Think and Grow Rich, and Napoleon Hill tells a story of a prospector who discovered one of the largest gold findings in the West, in the United States. And I think it was in the early 1900s, it might've been the late 1800s. And he started digging for this gold. He ended up getting loans and he ended up borrowing money from family and friends and whatever to be able to get the equipment to find the gold. And sure enough, the gold vein was there and he started extracting tons and tons of gold. And a short time later, the vein actually stopped. They tried to find it, they couldn't find it. And ultimately the gold ran dry. So what did he do? He had debt, he owed money, he went to basically our version or their version of a pawn shop back in the day, and he pawned off all of his equipment for pennies on the dollar. Well, the pawn shop guy was actually smart enough, and he hired somebody, a scientist that specialized in finding veins, basically a geologist that knew about plates and shifts and all of that. And so he hired this guy and he goes out there and he found the vein that was just 3 feet from where the original prospector had actually stopped. 3 feet from gold, I think is the name of the story. It is a powerful lesson of what most entrepreneurs do is they have this incredible idea, they start acting on it, and they go, 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 and it doesn't work out maybe once, maybe twice, maybe 3 times, and then they stop. They stop when they're 3 feet from gold. And here's the thing, you and I never really know when we're actually 3 feet away or one TED Talk away or one idea away, but all of us are one idea, one opportunity, one relationship, one encounter. But the key, which is key number two, is to make sure that you're always in motion and never quit. Because the only way to truly fail is to give up. The only way to truly succeed is fail enough times that you actually succeed. And as you stay in motion and in momentum, doors will open and things will absolutely happen. But you have to be in motion. A parked car, doesn't matter how nice the car is, doesn't matter if it's a Ferrari with an incredible engine, with the most incredible technology, tools, strategy inside of the car, if you don't actually drive the car, you will never get to your destination ever. So you have to be in motion. So when Mel Robbins did this and she had this TED Talk and it went viral, right? She never realized that this one idea that she had had years prior that changed her life would change the lives. I think her influence count now is 8 million people. And she even admits that she's like, the idea is really stupid. It's a really simple, stupid idea. And she's like, if I knew it would go viral, I would have named it something really cool. But I named it the 5-second rule because it wasn't meant for anybody else but me. How cool is that? So something she created that changed her life ended up changing the lives, or at least influencing lives, of 8 million people. So if you're in motion and you're moving forward and you're trying to get that car, you're in that car, you're building something incredible and you start driving and you start going down the wrong roads, you pivot, you change, you start going different directions, right? The journey to success is not a straight line. It never is a straight line. But part of the reason why I created the Life Hacking Podcast was so we could accelerate your success towards the achievement that you want. It might not be in business. It might be with your family. It might be with your children. It might be in sports. It might be in your spiritual life. Whatever it might be, we want to accelerate your success, your opportunity for success. And one of the ways is this cool life hack of using the 5-second rule. I wish it was my idea, but it's really powerful. I've actually used this several times when I don't want to do something, I know that I need to do it. Because here's what happens. You'll get an idea, an impression, and something that you should do, that you really must do. And then, of course, the first thing that always happens is you get scared. And you let that thing stir a little bit, and pretty soon you're off to the next thing, and you completely forgot about what that prompting was in the beginning anyways, 3 or 4 days later. The 5-second rule changes that. In other words, the 5-second rule basically says, I'm going to count down to 5. It's a pattern interrupt. And then take action immediately. Remember, the courage to take action is not that you're not scared. It's that you're really scared, but you do it anyways. So when I heard this 5-second rule for the first time, I remember I got a prompting to call my mom. And sometimes I don't want to call my mom all the time, right? And because I know it's going to be a longer conversation. And so I applied the 5-second rule. I called my mom immediately and ended up being an incredible conversation. Awesome, right? Same thing. I apply the 5-second rule to any time I feel like I need to do something and I don't want to do it. I count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I pick up the phone or I take the action and I've started and I've done that. And it's absolutely incredible because what it does is it gets you to take the actions that you should have taken in the first place in order to remain in momentum and remain towards accomplishing the goals that you want to accomplish. I hope that's a really, really helpful life hack because it's really powerful. You combine that one with the law of 10, and I don't remember if I've talked about the law of 10 in my podcast or not. I talk about it in my masterminds, and I've talked about it on stage speaking before. But here's a quick rundown on the law of 10, and maybe we'll dedicate the podcast to the law of 10. The law of 10 basically says that if you do something or try something 10 times, you'll ultimately be successful at it. If you're launching a product or a program or a business or whatever, if you try it 10 times, one of two things will happen. Number one, you'll either get to the destination that you want to get to, or number two, along the way, you'll pivot and find the destination that you're ultimately meant to reach. It's super cool, but most of the time, we do 1, 2, 3 efforts, and then we give up when it doesn't work. Failure is awesome because failure actually teaches us some powerful, powerful things. Tom Bilyeu has an awesome quote. For those of you who don't know who he is, check out Impact Theory. I love it. He said that failure is actually the most information-rich data stream that exists. Because the truth is, failure says nothing about you. Failure doesn't make you a failure, right? Failure is just an opportunity to learn. The problem is we let our ego get in the way, and we either are so afraid of failing, we don't actually launch because we think that, you know, whoever's going to say whatever about us, or we say it's going to say something about us that we don't want to know, right? But the truth is that failure is the most information-rich data stream that exists because it teaches you what not to do and it teaches you to pivot. There's so much information in failure that when you take that knowledge and information that was gained from the failure, all of a sudden you can now go to stage number two or launch number two, the next sequence, and keep going again. And if you fail, you just keep going and keep going. It's really, really powerful. So you combine the 5-second rule with taking action immediately, counting down from five, with the law of 10, there is no way that you cannot be successful. And the learning that will come in the journey is so, so powerful. I hope that's helpful. I really wanted to talk about this because I know that I've had an opportunity to really dive into Mel's content, and I loved her story and the fact that I've not just heard from her, but I've heard from several other successful business people, entrepreneurs that just were in that mode. They were in momentum, and all of a sudden something happened that triggered them to launch into major, major success because of something that either happened, a relationship, a coincidence or a seeming coincidence, or an encounter or a relationship that launched them to where they need to go. So you know what you want. Get really clear about what you want. Start going there and start moving. Doors will open, and don't ever quit until you're actually at the destination where you want to go. All right, that's today's episode. We will talk to you in the next episode. Thanks.